changes in the molecules of light crude oil subjected to a soil weathering test to be applied in forensic geochemistry by German Javier Tomas, Adrian Javier Acuna. Abstract. Introduction. When an oil spill takes place in the soil, a weathering process begins that alters the composition of this resource, and in advanced stages it may become unrecognizable with respect to the original hydrocarbon, making it difficult to assign responsibilities associated with contaminations of this type. Objective. The present work analyzed the stability of N-alkanes, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and aliphatic isoprenoids in a light crude oil subjected to a soil weathering process under laboratory conditions for a period of 1 year to be applied in litigation linked to oil spills and/or thefts. Methodology. Based on this, the profiles of the aforementioned molecules were analyzed by gas chromatography coupled to mass spectrometry from the crude oil fractions. Results. Then, specific parameters such as PR over pH, pristane over phytane, for MED1, MED-methyldibenzothiophenes, and stigmastane C29α over hopane C30, known as diagnostic ratios, that did not exceed 5% of their relative standard deviation over the course of 1 year were calculated. On the other hand, the ratios PR over NC17 pristane over heptadecane, pH over NC18 phytane over octadecane, NC13 plus NC14 over NC25 plus NC26 and N0 plus N1 over N2 N equal naphthalenes were the only ones with values above 5%. Conclusions. These results, plus the analysis of the chromatograms obtained, suggest that both evaporation and biodegradation have altered the overall composition of the crude oil. However, most of the isoprenoids remained unchanged under the test conditions throughout the study time, which demonstrates their ability to solve the problems described.